You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Running a short-term rental business means wearing a lot of hats. And for many of you listening, you're a team of one. Guest communication, marketing, cleaning coordination, finances, it all falls on your shoulders.
And when you're bouncing between Airbnb, Vrbo, spreadsheets, and a dozen apps, things slip. You miss messages. You spend hours updating calendars, and you're left working in your business instead of on it.
That's why we're excited about Lodgify. It's built for hosts like you, solo operators and growing teams who want to simplify and professionalize their business.
With Lodgify, you can build a direct booking website you actually own, sync all of your calendars in one place, and automate guest communication and payments so nothing falls through the cracks.
And here's the bigger picture. In today's market, trust is everything. Guests want to know they're booking with a professional. Having your own direct booking site signals credibility, consistency, and long-term stability, things that matter more than ever.
So if you're ready to stop duct taping systems together and start running your rentals like a real business, check out Lodgify. Use our link in the show notes and code TFE20 to get 20% off yearly or bi-yearly plans.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered, here on the Hosting Hotline, we answer them every Tuesday. You can go to hostinghotline.com. Ask your question, and we'll answer it here on the podcast. Or you can engage with us on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/thanksforvisiting. Instagram, you could leave a review on our podcast and be asked a question there too.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna
however you
say this right now. If you've been listening to the show for a while, please do us a favor.
Leave us a review.
Leave us a review.
Well, hosts out there, you know how important reviews are for
your
listing.
It is. It's just a would just be your good deed for the day. So leave us a review. If you're not hanging out there, you know, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
It's we helpful.
Would appreciate it because it will
be
help
honored.
Us up level our whole entire industry. We need to get more professional hosts into our world and hosting these amazing guests that are traveling.
And today we're going to help at Susan. BOTHA 6016. So Susan Botha 6016. And she asks, I'd love to learn from your experience. How do you go about attracting new homeowners to list their properties with you? What's worked best for you when trying to grow your portfolio? So it sounds like Susan is a property manager, a co-host,
or aspiring.
She's asked what's worked for us. We'll share some things there, and we'll also share what's worked for some people in our sphere. But you want to treat it like building any professional business, right? Because you are a professional host and you are growing a portfolio. So outreach and market like your business depends on it because it does.
Mm-hmm. And you have to ask. It seems really simple, but you have to put the offers out there. You have to ask people. So you need to be ready to hear no a lot.
You should go for no.
If you have not read that book, everyone, read the book, Go For No. Persistence matters. And I want you to be the salesperson that you are, and I want you to do some analytics here. So as we go through some of these other things, I'm going to circle back on how I want you to do your analytics. I want you meeting people for coffee. I want you to going to meetups. I want you building new relationships. I want you talking to real estate agents. You've got to play the long game here.
Long game.
Hi, I'm Annette. Sign a contract. there's going to be a, this is, the cycle for the relationship can be very long, but also very quick. All right. The easiest thing, and this is where Sarah and I first started to see instant success, is you've got to make sure everyone in your circle knows what you do and that you're opening to managing and hosting more properties.
And you think it's so much in your head, like obviously you're here on YouTube and you're asking this question because it's probably in your head. So you think you're talking about it a lot because you're thinking about it a lot, but you're not.
Because guess what? People ain't paying attention.
They're no, right. It's so important to us, but it is not important to anyone else. So you need to go, you need to say it ad nauseum. They actually say that if you're not getting at least 10% no, you're not asking enough, right? So you actually want to get an email back once in a while that says, hey, you've been talking about this way too much and you're annoying, mm-hmm. right? Because that means, oh, okay, I'm now starting to scratch the surface. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give you that, Susan, of you don't be afraid to talk about your offer, especially because I know you watch our YouTube channel. You are one of the best co-hosts out there. You care very much. People need their properties managed by you because they will be safer. They will be more beautiful. And those guests will have the best stay ever when they stay with you. So you have to talk about it often. I will share a quick story about how I found my biggest client. And it was by sharing behind the scenes on Instagram via Instagram stories. And I will tell you this, you'd think now, you know, Instagram has been around for, in the grand scheme of things, not a long time, but for my professional career, pretty much since, I mean, what, like my early 20s?
Yeah. Ooh, girl.
I know.
I'm taking it back. Well. You're not in your early 40s, you know.
Dear you. Yeah, I'm proud because the alternatives, I'm dead. So it's all good. But I will share the biggest business movers and shakers today, some of the things I keep hearing them say, you cannot post enough content. You cannot post enough content. Keep posting content. So that is a great way, Susan, to attract new homeowners. It worked for me. And I wasn't even posting as much as I obviously could have. You can always do more. And we're not saying work more. You can work smarter when it comes to posting content for sure. But posting content, and especially behind the scenes, what I would do is I would have my Instagram up and I would be in, even if I didn't, I don't even know if I had that many clients at the time, but I was in my own housekeeping closets of my own rentals. And I was just sharing how important it was to keep, you know, the sheets stored in a certain way, or you could see how all my shampoos were organized and the labels were facing forward. And I would get DMs from people who were like, hey, I have a short-term rental. I love how organized and on top of things that you are. Could we hop on the phone to talk? So things like that, posting behind the scenes, posting your what you believe in, you know, what some of your brand standards are, and that will attract other people who believe in what you believe in, and you'll have a great relationship because you're basing the start of that relationship off of those shared beliefs.
And listen, it doesn't have to be Instagram. It can be Facebook. It can be TikTok. It can be LinkedIn. It can be your own newsletter. And if you're not going to do it, you need to pay somebody to do it, mm-hmm. to hold you accountable or help you do it. That's very important. And so you also mentioned this. So we want you to attend the meetups, maybe sponsor some events, ask to speak, become the expert in your area, connect with people, the fortunes and the follow-up. But, and so what I want you to do after saying fortune and the follow-up, I want to circle back here. All of these, you know, circles that you're going to be, you know, swimming in with these folks, I want you to make, you need to have a sales funnel. You need to have your own quota. You need to see how many people do I need to talk to in order to sign a client. And then we just got to know the numbers. Do I need to talk to 10 people to get one client? Maybe it's 20 people. Maybe it's 5 people. And your conversion rate's going to get better over time. But really, you need to track how many people. And you can't just track, like, I went to coffee with this person. I showed up at the meetup. I sponsored an event. I want you to track how many people you asked. Do you have a home that I can host, and you made the actual ask? You've got to make sure that you communicated clearly that you would like to add their home to your portfolio. All right, so track that data there.
Let's take it a step further, Susan. And when you have that ask, then what are they going to do when they say, actually, yes, I'd love to learn more? Then what happens? And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You can go on and start a Google form. Right. And you text them the link, they fill out the form, and they hop on a call with you. Right. whatever that is, make sure that onboarding experience, because these people have large assets and they are interviewing you as much as you're interviewing them. And how put together are you with that experience of exploring if you both are a good fit? And so if it's hodgepodge, if it takes for a while for you to get back to them, some other co-host is going to beat you to them. So while I don't want it to overwhelm you, I do want you to understand that that engagement, that first impression of how you handle that experience, it's just like with your guest, you know, how you communicate with them, that check-in experience, what's that that's like. Make sure that's dialed in too as you start putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. And we want to share inside our coaching program, we have owner operators and we do have co-hosts. And I want to let you know, some of our co-hosts have been in there for years and they have went from one property to five properties to, I was just talking, interviewing someone this week. She started with us. She had 10 properties. She has 45 properties that she's co-hosting now.
That's amazing.
We have another co-host and who's actually a coach inside now. And she had 15 when she joined us. She actually slimmed down her roster because she learned that they weren't all fits for her. And now she's back up to 30. So we just want to let you know, stay in the game. It doesn't happen overnight. Let us be very clear. This will not happen overnight, but you know what will happen overnight? Once you start to get traction, you are going to start telling clients no more than they're telling you no. I'm telling you, that has happened with every co-host that we have ever coached. They, you know, they started marketing, they got traction, then they realized they had to start saying no. They had more leads than they could handle because you are going to be so awesome that your clients are going to start referring you out. Competition in your area is, we cannot tell you in, I wish we need to start a graveyard of property managers here in Columbus. Like, they have just, after COVID, they have just all fell off. The biggest ones, the ones that touted their numbers, the one that gave the vanity metrics online, they are not even in business anymore. So I'm telling you, there is enough for anybody that wants to be a co-host out there. You have a giant pool of potential clients, but you have to ask them and you have to go over it.
You have to play the long game. This isn't a get rich quick situation. This is a career changing decision, and it's an exciting one, and it's a profitable one, Susan. But, and remember, when you, even when your roster is full, you are always marketing yourself and mm-hmm. your brand. Because if you lose a client, you know, maybe they have, maybe they want to sell, maybe they're moving on, they're exchanging to something else. You don't want to have to start from zero. Mm-hmm. So just when you figure out this system, how can you make sure that even when your roster is where you'd like it to be, you're in a sweet spot.
You can have a wait list open.
Wait list.
And I'm telling you, a wait list, like,
baller.
I have no room in my portfolio right now, but I'd love to add you to my wait list.
Bam.
Yes.
Yes.
Love that.
All right, Susan, keep us posted. Let us know how this goes. And just remember that growth equals visibility, but you also have to be persistent and you have to get into the community, either create one or get with other people who want what you have to offer and make sure you're sharing that offer as much as you can. If you're interested at all in joining Annette and I in our coaching program, we have the doors open right now. Perhaps you've heard about what we have to offer, and you're thinking about it. You have more questions. We'll put a link in the show notes so you can find out more, get your questions answered. The opportunity is not going to last long. We close the doors so that we can focus on our clients and help them get results. So definitely click the link in the show notes if you want to find more about working with Annette and me and being a part of that closed door community. And with that, I am Sarah Kirkman.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.